Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is episode 10 of season 9. We'll have two more to go after this, and then we'll wrap up the season. The victory, straight from the book of Numbers. I sat through a sermon from my pastor one Sunday morning a few weeks back. And boy, did I ever need that message. And it just really spoke to me. Now, I've read stuff through the book of Numbers before, probably as well as you have. If you haven't, you can go to Numbers chapter 13 and verse 32 and 33. And then again, Numbers 14, verse 8 and 9. There's two things that happen there. Okay? In 13, at the end of the chapter there, in 32 and 33, I'll read it for you. It says, "And they brought up an evil report from the land, which they had searched, unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. All the people that we saw in it are men of great stature, and they," and this is 33, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Now, this is where Moses sent him out to go survey the land that God was giving him. He already promised him the land, and this is what he sent him out. So they're like, so now they're like, "Oh man, giants, we're like ants to them. How are we going to take care of all this? You know, I don't know what we're going to do, right? But then as you continue to read on just a little bit, here comes Joshua and Caleb. And they said in verse 8, "If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us unto the land and give us a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." Out of all the ones that were sent out, only two of them came back, ready to whoop some booty, ready to tear up. I ain't scared of no ghosts. No, it's Ghostbusters. I ain't scared of no giant. I ain't scared. I always used to tell my boys growing up, I may be a lot of things, but scared ain't one of them. And that's the truth. I ain't never been scared. You know, they knew something. They had faith. And this podcast probably a little bit different than the other ones, because I want you to have some faith. Now I want you to be lifted up and have some victory. It's all in how you look at it and how you apply yourself to what you're doing. It really is. They could have all came back like that, looking at the circumstance, right? Seeing those giants. Oh man, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? All the obstacles, seeing all the obstacles. But Joshua and Caleb didn't see obstacles. They seen what was good in the land and how they would be enjoying that land, how it would be good for them. It's like they had a secret weapon. Giants. God will take care of that. They got my back. You have a big brother or something. You go to school, somebody was picking on you. And you had a big brother in school. I didn't, but I mean, if you did, I'd get my brother to beat you up. When God's got your back, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But you got to wake up with the victory. That's what you do. You wake up knowing that you got the victory. You got to train yourself to wake up knowing that you have victory. because he gives it to you. You already have it. A lot of times we just don't use it. We know we got it, but we don't use it, or we don't know how to use it, or we forget to use it. I'm just as guilty of that. And I'm applying that to my everyday life. I'm applying that to the ministry, to the radio. As I go more and more, as I do more and more, as my ministry involves more and more, I am choosing to wake up with victory already determined. I'm changing my outlook. Sure, I don't feel like it every day, but I'm feeling like it more days than I used to. I'm making it a point to make sure I spend some time in the Word. Do I do it every day? I try, but I don't. I won't lie to you. Some days I get so busy that I might have missed a day, maybe 2 days in a row, even three. Yes, that's right. But I don't fail not to talk to him. I don't miss a day without talking to him. But I get, you know what? When I do miss a day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is, I get right back on reading it. And then I'll make a good long time reading that word because I got victory. I don't get defeated about something like that. I used to. Used to beat myself up. I'm just being real with you. I'm being honest. I used to beat myself up about that. I'm like, why? I'm human. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to do everything correctly 100% of the time because I'm human. And I'm born with sin in my life. I am just that way. That's how it is. I'm not perfect. My expectations of myself, when I fail, that doesn't mean I fail God. I think that's another trick of the devil. Getting us to get so down on us because we fail our own expectations, we think we fail God. But we haven't. His grace and mercy is so big that he's made a way. He's made room for our failures that we think are failures, and they're not failures to him. I bet you never thought about it like that, did you? What you think is a failure is not even a failure to God. It's just par for the course because he knows human nature. You're thinking you let God down because, oh my, I missed my Bible reading for 3 days in a row. Oh man, I'm terrible. And God's saying, hey, yeah, you missed the Bible reading, but look, you told somebody about Jesus. Hey, you helped a brother out. You were about my business. You were about your father's business. But you don't think of it like that. And I'm not saying you got a free license to go do whatever. Sure, you want some structure and you want to do some things that are godly. But boy, you can't legalistically put yourself in a bind. You just can't. Because the outcome of that is always going to be defeat. You're going to be defeated before you even try. Just like those cats were when Moses sent them out. Oh man, they're giants. But two of them woke up with the right attitude. I'm like, uh-uh. I will take them. You know why we'll take them? Because God's on our side. If he said it, we can do it. They had that in their heart before they even went across. They were like, that ain't nothing for us. We're going to do it. God said it. It's going to happen. I used to tell my kids, listen, if I tell you it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If I tell you a mosquito can tow a freight train, you better go get the rope and hook it up. That's how sure it is. That's what I used to tell them. That's what them boys woke up feeling. That's how you should need to wake up. Knowing that it's going to happen. We should have that kind of confidence. Now, it might not happen the way we want it to, but it's going to happen. Might not happen in our time frame. Who knows how long it took? But it's going to happen. Again, he works on a different time schedule than we do. You got to allow for that. And I ain't the best at that all the time either. I'm a pretty much I want it right now type of guy. I'm getting better at it. Getting better at it, but I'm still working at it. Be encouraged. That's what I want to leave you with, some encouragement. Be encouraged. Wake up with the victory, knowing you got the victory. I'm going to leave it right there for now. Check out the radio station, my morning show, 7 to 9 in the morning, a.m. Central Time. Catch me on X, Facebook, thehunterlogan.com is the website. It's also the YouTube channel. Check it all out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. That helps me out. I'm going to need a lot of help going forward, but I know we're going to get it. I love you. Be blessed. I'll see you on the next. Oh, preacher now.